In our study of the greatness of Avraham Avinu for Parshas Lech Lecha, we want to raise a number of questions. Chazal teach us that there were 10 generations from creation until Noach, another 10 from Noach until Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu represents the 21st Dor since creation. And the question I want to raise with you, is there any significance to that fact? On another note, I want to know why Avraham Avinu is called Avraham HaIvri. Chazal say, Sheba Mi'Evra HaNohar. Why is that so high profile? We speak about Avraham HaIvri. A third question is, Hashem promises that each one of the Avos will be mentioned in the Shmon Esrei, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. But yet, Hashem designates the last chasima. You know, I call holy basra chasima. The chasima is most important for Avraham Avinu. B'chach chosvim v'lo b'hem. Why? What is Avram's special role? And why is it that b'chach chosvim of all the avos, the chasima is Avraham Avinu? We also would like to answer the following question. We find especially in Chassidus, that there's a special emphasis on Vayavo HaPolit, which is the pasuk in this week's parasha, referring to Og Melech HaBashan, and Vayaged LaAvraham HaIvri. Again, there's that key description of Avraham is HaIvri. And yet, Chazal say great things about Og. And they all seem to be related to the relationship between Og and Avram. After all, at the face of it, Og Melech HaBashan was only the polit who came from the Melchama, and he notified Avram Avinu about the fact that Avram's nephew Lot was taken captive during the Melchama, but that's about it. What is the significant role here of Og Melech HaBashan? Why does he deserve so much credit? What is his relationship to Avraham Avinu? Did in fact Avraham Avinu have any influence, any impact on the soul of Og Melech HaBashan? And finally, we'd like to understand why there's so much emphasis on the fact that our forefathers, going back before Avraham Avinu, were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. We begin the Haggadah on the night of Pesach, and this is called Maskil Bignus, according to one man. The other it says, Maskil Bignus is Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu Terech Avri Avram Vavri Nochar. Very strange that we should take pride in the fact that our forefathers are idol worshippers. I wouldn't boast about that, and yet it's so upfront and high profile in our Haggadah Shel Pesach, V'tzarech Iyun, and we have to understand why. Why is that so? Finally, we'd like to get an insight, almost a glimpse at the personality and the greatness of Avram through the Rambam in his introduction to Hilchas Avodah Zarah, in which the Rambam describes Avram as the Eitan. Eitan means the strong one. The Gemara Bava Basra says that David HaMelech wrote Sefer Tehillim through the help of 10 Zkenim, and one of them was Ha'etan Ezrachi, which the Gemara identifies as Avraham Avinu. And in the past we've discussed this question about why Avraham Avinu is called the Eitan Ezrachi. Perhaps we can add and shed a new light on it. Now, I'm going to enter into this whole discussion about Avraham from a different gateway, so to speak. And we recently completed the holiday of Sukkot, which, according to the Balei HaChassidus, is the third holiday in a sequence that represents the first three parshiyos of the Torah. We started with Bereishis, then we went on to Noach, and now we have Lech Lecha. So in the Slonima school of Hasidic thought, the Shabbos of Bereishis corresponds to Rosh Hashanah, Noach corresponds to Yom Kippur, and Lech Lecha to Sukkot. And the question I want to raise with you is, if Lech Lecha is the third of three parshiyos represents Sukkot, Lech Lecha is the parsha of Avraham Avinu. Where do we see any connection between Avraham Avinu and Chag HaSukkos? And the only thing I think we could come up with is the Hoshanas that we recite, of course, on every day of Sukkos, but particularly on Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is the day in which, as far as Tefillah and Bakosh is concerned, Sukkos reaches its apex. And we recite seven different Hoshanas circuit, with the circuiting around the Mizbeach in the time of Chazal, and around the Aron, the Sefer Torah in our time. And we find that Avraham Avinu plays a very important role in the Hoshanas. And we're asking Hashem to have compassion on His people, to bring about a year of a fruitful year of produce with lots of rain, because Eretz Yisrael is geographically, agriculturally depends upon produce. That's the backbone of our economy, classically, and we need rain. And one of the Hoshanas that we recite on Hoshana Rabbah, as a reference to Avraham Avinu, says the following: Hoshana Leman Eson Hanizrak Bilav Eish Hoshana. According to one school of thought, the first of the 10 trials that Avraham Avinu experienced, the Aser Nisyonos, and Nisnas Avraham, was the Kivshan Eish. In fact, according to the Ramban and others, Ur Kazda means the fires of Kazda, and that's where Avraham Avinu was thrown into the fire. So we ask Hashem to remember the great act of Mesiris Nefesh, in which Avraham Avinu was willing, for the sake of his belief in Hashem, his loyalty to God, to be thrown into the Kivshan Eish, to suffer immediate death in the hot fires of the furnace of Kivshan Eish, of Ur Kazdin. And Hoshana Laman Eson, this powerful individual who is so dedicated to the belief in one God, he's willing to be Nizrak Belav Eish, to be thrown into the fire. Hoshana, please, in his merit, may we be Zocha to a great year. And Sukkos here now represents the prayer for the new year, the year to come. And one of the great Talmidim of the Marshal, the Mata Moshe, says that the seventh day of Sukkos is called Hoshana Rabbah. And why Rabbah? And interesting, I never would have guessed it, that the Hoshana Rabbah, the great Hoshanas of this seventh day of Sukkos, that name is a reflection of Avraham Avinu. As we said, Lech Lecha is connected to Sukkos. Omar HaKadosh Baruch L'Avraham, Ani Yachid, I am unique and singular alone in my world. V'ata Yachid, and you are singular and alone in your world down here. Etein lebanecha yom miyuchad. So I will give to your descendants also a singular, unique day. Lechaper bo avonosam, as the apex, the clincher of all the kapar, the atonement for their sins, this is the greatest gift that we have. V'zeh Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah means Rabbah, it is great in its power of atonement. We think that we start the process of Kapara Tshuva and so forth and so on with Rosh Hashanah, culminating in Yom Kippur as the day of Kapara, but now we're adding a third calendar date that completes the circle, the cycle, and that is Hoshana Rabbah, the great day of Hoshana. Hoshana says, I will be with you. Hashem says, I will bestow all the goodness on you. I will protect you. And why? Because I am Yochin in my world, Avraham Avinu is Yochin in his world, you are singular, lonely people, alone in your dedication to Hashem in this world, as the children, accepting the legacy of Avraham, who's bequeathed to you that dedication, belief in one God. I will give you, at the apex of Sukkos, when all the other nations are dropping out, so to speak, you are the chosen people, you are the people who are my people, and I will give you a great power of kapara on this day. That's the Hoshana Rabbah, the greatness of this day. And the Mata Moshe continues, and he addresses the question that we asked before, is there any significance, by golly, there is, to the number 721, because Shmi, my name, says Hashem, is Eyeh. Eya, if you count the two Hays, is Yud, and the Yud is 20, and the Aleph is all told 21. My name, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, represents Avram Avinu. Ata, you Avram Avinu Achaf Aleph, you are the 21st Dar from creation. Noah, keep in mind, is the 10th. Another 10 generations till we get to Avram. And guess what? Count the days of Tishrei from the first of Tishrei. And when you get to Hoshana Rabbah, you will see that it is the 21st day of Tishrei. And if the first day of Sukkot is the 15th of Tishrei, then count another 6 days to the second day of Sukkot, which is the 16th. The third day is the 17th, until you get to the 7th day of Sukkot, which is the 21st day of Tishrei. That's the day of Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of Sukkot. That's the day of Avram Avinu. That's the day of Ani Yochin Bo'olami Ve'ata Yochin Bo'olamcha. I will give your children Bizchus, that after 20 generations of veering off the path of Emunah, with the exception of the one bright light of Noach, but now we get to Avram Avinu, another 10 generations that have veered off the path. And Avram Avinu wants to reorganize down in this world in a very singular, unique way with all the loneliness, being willing to be thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh for the sake of the belief in one God. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram, Im Ein Kapar lo Banecha B'Rosh Hashanah, Yeh B'Yom HaKippurim, V'Yim Lav Yeh B'Hoshana Rabbah. You've got three choices. Unbelievable. Look at the chesed, the love, the compassion of Hashem for His people. First, He gives them one shot. That's Rosh Hashanah. And then He gives them two shots, two strikes. Yeah, it's the bottom of the ninth. Two strikes in the last game of the World Series. But Hashem is going to give you another chance. And that is going to be Hoshana Rabbah. And that is given to Klal Yisrael because of Avram Avinu. And keep in mind, my friends, that Avram Avinu has the number 21, which means Hoshana Rabbah in Tishrei. It means the 21st generation, that of Avram. That number 21 is the name of Hashem. And we've discussed in the past that Avram, without the hay, is transformed to Avraham with the addition of the hay, because hay is taken from Hashem's name. There is such an intimate relationship here between Hashem and Avram Avinu. And all this is because Avram Avinu is Yachid. He's willing to fight the battle alone. According to one day in the Gemara, when he fought the Malachim, it was just Avram alone. Avram Avinu is really the lonely man of faith. He's the Yachid Bo'olamo in this Olam HaShofel. He is going to represent the Yachid Bo'olamo of Hashem. And for that, his children deserve a very close relationship. Another day of Kapara that's added. We've got the first day of Kapara Rosh Hashanah. We've got a second try on Yom Kippur. Now Hashem says, I'm going to give you a third option, a third try. And that is the Yom of Hoshana Rabbah as the day of great Kapara, because Ata Yochid Atein Levonecha Yom Miyuchad. The Yom HaMiyuchad is Hoshana Rabbah. That's the 21st day of Tishrei. That's the day of Avram Avinu. And you'll see in the Minchas Elazar, he says regarding the Kedushas Hayom HaRavo Hoshana Rabbah Ugmar Achisum L'Tova Sherbo. Everyone wishes one another on Hoshana Rabbah a guten kvittel, a piskatova. This is the day of the Gemara Chasima. And we wish everyone that through the sanctity of this day, every single rank and file citizen, even the Arava Jew, should experience a Chasima Tova. And this is embellished by the insight of the Arizal, who says that the Chosem Arishon B'Yom HaKippur V'Chosem B'Toch Chosem V'Hoshana Rabbah B'Yom Achron the Sukkot, there's something called a Chosem B'Toch Chosem. This halachic concept in documents that there's one Chasima, there's got to be a Chasima within the Chasima. There was a Chasima of Yom Kippur, but there's got to be a second Chasima, final seal, and that shtempel is granted on Hoshana Rabbah. And if you look in the Minchas Elazar, in his Sefer Shari Yisachar, he writes that he had access to a library in Berlin which had a number of very, very rare manuscripts, one of which he found, again, this is all in the official Bibliothek of Berlin, of the German government. He found an old manuscript, Beklaf Yoshan Noshan. It was written on vellum from who knows when, really centuries and centuries old. According to the Hashara of the German government, it was much more than 400 years old, which would make it today more than 500 years old. And it was a machzor, because again, a lot of the machzorim were written on beautiful parchment, some of them were illuminated. It was a machzor for Hashanah Yom Kippur, for Yomim Tovim. And there was a translation into Italian. And it says there, the piyut, which is the high point of the Tfilos v'yom noram and Sanatokev, and listen to the text of that machzor, that ancient machzor. B'Rosh Hashanah yishpetun. On Rosh Hashanah, there's judgment. V'yom ha-kipurim yikosvun, there's writing. Because the verdict is written down. U'b'yom o'shana rabbi yechosmun, we have Yom Kippur yechosmun. In that matzah it says Rosh Yom o'shana rabbi yechosmun kamayavim kayibareirun, etc., etc. So the final chasima is on o'shana rabbi, and this is something that can be documented way back. We were quoting the Talmidim of the Marshal, the Matamosha. Okay, that's all, that itself is almost 5 centuries, but now we're going to a Maksa which is at least 5 centuries old, probably much longer. And in the Nisan and Tokav prayer itself, Hoshana Rab is mentioned as the day of the Gemara Kapor, the Gemara Chasima, and it is a wonderful opportunity, a third opportunity to achieve atonement for our sins and closeness to Hashem, and it's all given to us, to the Jewish people, schus, in the merit of Avraham Avinu, who's the 21st generation, keneged the Eyeh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the 21st day of Tishrei, namely Hoshana Rabbah. And that's why we describe in Hoshana Rabbah Avraham's willingness to give up his life and be thrust into the Kivshan HaEsh for his dedication to Hashem. He's the Yachid Ba'olamo. And with that background, perhaps we can answer the question as to why Avraham Avinu is chosen for the Chasima. Chasima is the Chasima of Hoshan Rabbah, which is the day of Avraham, Ata Yachid Ba'olamcha. And the Pasuk says, V'eschol goy gadol, I will make you into a great nation, Zeu Shomrim Elokei Avraham. So each of these three promises from Hashem at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha correspond to the three of us, all of whom are mentioned in association with Hashem's name at the very beginning of At Tfilos for all generations. But Yochol Yehechos Mibekulam, we opened with Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We might as well close the Chasima. The Chasima always has to be Me'ein HaBracha, and therefore it should mention all three. Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk adds another Veheyeh Bracha, and you be the Bracha, says Rashi Nenim Chazal Becha Chos Mibelobayam. The Chasima is on your name, Avraham Avinu. You are the day of Chasima. You give us Hoshana Rabbah, a day of Kapara, a great day, which is the 21st of Tishrei. Avram, you deserve on a daily basis, three times daily, that the Chasima of the Birchas Ovos, the opening Brach of Shmoneh Esrei, would be you, on your name, Avram Avinu. Your name represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Atah Yochid Bolam Hashofel, you are unique and singular, waving the banner of loyalty Hashem in this low world, breaking as it were away from all the influences of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. We spoke in the past about how Avraham Avinu is called upon Lech Lecha to break out of the lichluch of the society. Avraham Avinu is willing to be thrown in the Kivshan Esh rather than worship idols. Avraham Avinu, and that's why Avraham Avinu is called the Esan Ezrachi. And we've mentioned this Gemara in the past in Bava Basra Daf Tesvav. David Kosov Sefer Timlei De'asar Zekeinim V'lichashev Nami Esan Ezrachi. What about the chapter of Esan Ezrachi? This would indicate that there is another author that participated in creating the Tehillim of David HaMelech? And the answer is, he's already included in the Big Ten. Omar Rav, Eisan Avrachi, so Avram. There's nothing new of you. Ksiv Hacha, Eisan Azrachi. Here in Kapitel Pei Tes, in Tehillim, it says Eitan Azrachi, Ksiv Hasam. But elsewhere it says, Mi Heir, Mi Mizrach, Tzedek, and that's a reference to Avram Avinu. He's the Eitan HaEzrachi Mi Mizrach, and he is going to be known as the Ace of the Powerful One, because he will rise above all the influences, uplift himself, and inspire others, Becha Chosmin V'lo Bahem. And this is what the Rama writes in his introduction to Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, after describing all the mistakes of the idol worshippers and how they came to believe and attribute powers to other gods and to other celestial spheres, the sun and the moon, etc. Al derech zayolam holech misgalgel. And this is generation after generation going on and on until the 21st generation. Achenolad amudo shalolam hu Avram Avinu. The pillar of the entire universe is Avram Avinu. Kevan shenigmal odom zeh. Eitan Zeh, excuse me. The Rambam calls Avram Avinu the Eitan, as we saw in the Gemara Basra, the powerful one. And he's already reached the age of Gemila. He's 3 years old. The young child. His skill is showing that he begins to ponder, to contemplate reality. Who cut on, he's a young child, the his skill, Laksha B'yom of Alayla. He looked at the daytime, he looked at night. Tame, he was wondering, Heich Efshah Shiyah Galgal Azeh Noig Tomid V'lo Yeh Lo Manig Mishiyah Sovev Oso. How can it be that the world keeps on its revolutions? It keeps revolving day and night, and there's no power that's guiding it? Ki Efshah Shiyah Sovev Atzmo. It cannot be self-propelled, so to speak, to circulate around its axis by itself. Everyone is, anything around Avram Avinu, surrounding him is idolatrous, a belief in idols. And Avram Avinu is swept away by this as well, together with his parents. But his heart is not in it. He's spacing out over there in those idolatrous guidance classes, how to worship idol 101. And he's maven, he's contemplating, he's understanding. Achahesig derech emes, until as a youngster, he understood the derech emes. Again, it took him many decades till he fleshed it out, until he got the gilui. But haven kava tzedek, mitfunasa nechona, from his own work and toil, his intellectual endeavor and philosophical analysis, came to believe in one God, despite all the influences. Who could rise above the influence of his childhood, of his parents, from the day he's born? But that's Avram Avinu, that's what the Rambam calls him the Eitan Zeh. He's powerful. He's dedicated. And I want to study with you a little bit of Chassidish Torah today. In this case, from the Sukkot Shavuot of the Shem Yishmuel here in Parshas Lech Lecha. There's so much here from the Shem Yishmuel, but just to focus on one particular idea, one theme. And that is, after quoting the Rambam in Hilchos Akum that we saw, Kevan Shenigmal Eitan Zeh, and the Shem Yishmuel references the Kapitel in Tilim Peites, Maskil Eisan Ezrachi, there's a reference to Avrama Ivri, Afshe called Gibel Avos Nikrai Sonim. The Gemara Rashan establishes that Tishrei is the month in which all three of the Avos were born. Shenemar, based on a pasuk, B'Yerach Eisonim. In other words, in the month of Eisonim, V'Chag Yerach Shenoldu Bo Eisoni Olam. This is the month in which the powerful, mighty giants of the world were born, all three, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Mikomakom, Lo Matzinu Bepratus, Sheikare, Echad Me'avos Esan. Nonetheless, even though the month is called Yerach Esanim for all three Esanim, but no one of the three of us, with the exception of Avram, is singled out as the Esan, So he is singled out Piprotius, and he's called the Esan. Avram Avinu, Esan Miloshen Tkifehu, he's powerful. Hainu ki Yitzchak v'Yakov Avshem ha'yu yechidim b'dor, she'omdu levadom neged kol anshei ha'dor. True, they were courageous and powerful against the members of the generation, but nevertheless, v'zaya ometz lev, she'etokiv me'od aval hine heim, ha'yselem yediyah alokis b'mar nevuah. Yitzchak and Yaakov had already achieved a prophetic vision, the Kabbalah of Avram Avinu, as well as the tradition that was passed on to them through Avram. Avram, but on the other hand, when Avram Avinu stood up to debate against the members of his generation on the issue of idolatry, he had no revelation from God. This was all on his own. That's what's peladic about Avram Avinu. Amazing. The other Avos really fought against their generation. There's no question. That's power and that's courage. But at least they had a nevuah from Hashem. They had a prophetic experience. They had the tradition that was passed on to them by Avram. Avram Avinu was alone. He was working in a vacuum, independent of any divine revelation, independent of any nevuah of any sort, or any tradition that he received from his fathers. On the contrary, the tradition he received from his father, Terach, was antithetical, and yet Avram Avinu somehow is able to come to belief in one God who haflav a fella, and therefore he's called Esan, above and beyond the fact that all three of us are called Esanim, but he is the Esan par excellence. He is the mighty, powerful man of courage. V'niran, therefore, zeu she'isha Yerusha l'zaro achu k'vamram zal, o Yehudi otzoluv. Chazal have a phrase in the Medrash Rabbah, you remain Jewish and you get crucified. Avafilu anoshim she'im bekatnus hamochim, even people, rank and file Jews, who were not sophisticated intellectually in terms of the Torah knowledge, they had no teachers, they had no wisdom, they were what we call pshutim, what he calls in the Shem Yishmuel, katnus hamochim, and yet mosrim atzmal kedush Hashem. Where do they get it from? How are they able to possibly withstand the temptation to worship other gods and violate and forego their religious beliefs in order to save themselves from crucification? Who can imagine such a thing? The answer is they inherited from Avram Avinu, from the great Esan, because he was able to overcome all the surroundings, all the influences, all the idol worship, without nevuah, without any Rebbe to teach him, without any tradition and transmission that he received, and nevertheless he did so. Valkein afilu anoshim shebogdu v'kilkulu u'kimat shochacha etzlam zik hayadus.
These
words of the Sukkotah ring deeply in our hearts. How is it possible, we ask, that Jews throughout the centuries could live up to this high standard and be willing to sacrifice themselves? Jews who he calls the Katnas HaMokhan are simple Jews. It's got to be Yesh Me'ayin. But what is the nature of that miracle of Yesh Me'ayim, X something out of nothing? Out of what nothing? The answer is out of the nothing that Avram Avinu stepped out of. And he is able to pass on a tradition which is so profound, which is so deeply penetrated into the spiritual DNA of his descendants, that even a Jew who so far, he's shachacha, Shekaba etzlam zikayad. You know, that last spark has already almost extinguished, and all the ikarim, the fundamentals of Avram Avinu, are lost, are gone. Nevertheless, they are able to do tshuva, and they're able to stand up there as a miracle of Yesh Me'ayin, the greatest of all miracles, and be willing to give up their lives al Kiddush Hashem. What is the source in the Jewish structure for Kiddush Hashem? Not Kiddush Hashem in the sense of, well, we glorify death. On the contrary, everything about Judaism is v'chai b'hem, is to glorify life. That's the most precious gift that we have. And this expresses itself in so many different ways in halacha. Death is antithetical to halacha. It's tumah. But yet, for the sake of Kiddush Hashem, a Jew, no matter how far he's gone, is able to be moser nefesh. And we've often mentioned the story of Schneeweiss, who was in the camps in Genova, and that there, according to the Hasidic tales of the Holocaust of Yaffa Eliach, he was able to stand up, no matter how far he was from Yiddishkeit, and say, "Ad kan, I'm willing to die, but I am a Jew." And this is all from Elokei Avraham, Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avraham. Thank you, Hashem, because you've protected the Avraham that's within us, in each and every one of us. The Avraham that's willing to overcome all the influences. And as a Yachid Ba'olamo, declare my dedication to Hashem, even if they'll throw me into the Kivshan Eish. That is something of an unbelievable legacy that we have inherited from Avraham. We understand very well why the Rambam speaks about Avraham Avinu as the Eitan. Why is it that B'chah Chosmin, why is it that Avraham as the Eitan is the one who's going to give us a third chance at Kapar, namely on the day of Hoshana Rabbah, the day of Hoshana Laman Eson HaNizrak Belav Eish Hoshana. And now, in the last part of our discussion, we want to come back to answer our two questions about Og Melech HaBoshan and about the Leil HaSeder. Vayomer HaPolit Vayaged LeAvraham HaIvri V'Shochein BeElonei Mamre Elonei Mamre HaMori, says Rashi. Vayomer HaPolit Lefi Pshuto Zeu Og Shepolat Min HaMelchama U'Medrash Reishis Rabba Zeu Og Shepolat Midor HaMabul, whether it's Og who was saved and was able to, as a fugitive, run away from the Melchama and be spared, everyone else died, or it's the Og who was spared from the Dor HaMabul, he was the only survivor outside the Teva, HaIvri, and this Polit comes, Og Melech HaBoshan, to tell Avraham, HaIvri, Ivri, says Rashi, Shabbat Me'ivra Nor. And here we have something unbelievable in the Hamik Dover, and we'll see this embellished by the Chassidish Sfarim. The Hamik Dover says, Avraham HaIvri, Lo Holach Lo Dia Tsar, Ulevasa Ra, Beli Toeles, El Vishim Shaya HaIvri, Viadua Hoya Sheyesh Tikva Bimenu, Lashanos Es Adover Gam Bederech Hanes, says the Netziv Mivalajan. What was Og Melech HaBoshan thinking? Why did he feel that he would notify Avraham just to get Avraham depressed, to tell him the evil news about the capture of Lot below Toelis without any ray of hope? So what was Og thinking? You know, was he just coming to be a Mavasa Ra? You know, who would want to take on that job? You know, if a soldier dies in Eretz Yisrael, you know, the Rabbanut has to come and notify the family. Who wants such a job? Is that what Og Melech HaBoshan is motivated to do? He has a gravitational pull to be the Mavasa Ra to get Avraham Avinu all depressed? The answer is no. Says the Netziv, Og Melech HaBoshan understood that Avraham Avinu could change nature. He was the Ivri. He belonged to a different world. The whole world is on this Aver, and Avraham is on the other Aver. He's the Yachid Ba'olama. And there could be hope that the Yachid Ba'olama could change the fate of Lot and alter destiny because of a Derech Nes, because Hashem would do miracles. Og Melech HaBoshan believed in Avraham, he believed in the miracle. There's a lot here to Og Melech HaBoshan. And The one who embellishes this even further is the Sifsei Tzaddik from the Gera dynasty, who writes in Parshas Lech Lecha that the Medrash says, "Kshabah Apolit Lahagid Lavram Avinu Vashom Shenishba Lot Motzo Osek Bafias Matzis." What was Avram doing when Og finally encountered Avram? He was baking matzis. Lachin Nikra Og. And the word Og is Ugos Matzos. Og is called a matzah. Why is Og called a matzah? It wasn't just that he had a round, flat head, but rather that he beheld Avram Avinu baking matzahs. Frekti Sivsei Tzadik Tema Likrosa B'Shem B'Dovah Sharok Moregak. He saw in the house of the Tzadik of Avram 1 second. He beheld Avram Avinu baking matzahs. So is the fire, and therefore he gets the name Ugos. V'nirash nichnas bo his orus tov k'sharah pu'ulas tzadik l'chayim b'slavus b'achonas b'achonel mitzvus matzah.
This is an amazing chiddush.
He's saying that the name Og is given to this man because of the impact that he had in one split second, inspiration on his life, on his personality. Sometimes you see something, you behold in an encounter a certain vision that penetrates into your heart, soul, and has an impact that changes your very essence. Unbelievable. Who would say this in a million years about Og? But the answer is he's called Ugos Matzos because he had his Orus. What does it mean to have his Orus? You know, you and I can speak about his Orus. I remember what his Orus I had the first time I was taken on the... I've discussed it many times, you know, the tunnels. At the Kotel tunnels, you know, you have a Sorus, you have a great tefillah, you have a Ne'ilah service, you have a Sorus. You see Birchas Kohanim at the Kotel, you have a Sorus. You meet a Tzaddik, or you hear a Musa Shmuz, that's great, phenomenal, you have a Sorus. Who are we talking about here? We're talking about Og Melech HaBashan. Avram Avinu has an impact on this man, because this man, as far as he was away from Yiddishkeit, if you pardon the expression, from Yiddishkeit, and yet he sees the Pulas Tzaddik. He sees a Tzaddik who is totally dedicated with his slavos, with passion, to prepare for the mitzvah of matzah. And that vision in which Og sees Avram inspires Og, and Nishar Bo Ma'at Nitzotz, some little spark is left in the soul of Og. And that's enough. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekaper Schar Kol Bria L'chein Nikra V'Torah Kedosh V'Shem. He was zochah to the name of Ugos Matzos because there's some Nitzotz within Og that was brought out, that was, you know, a little bit of a small flame that was fanned by the vision of the great Tzaddik, the Pulis Tzaddik L'chayim V'Slavos B'Achonis Mitzvos Matzah. That is Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekaper Schar Kol Bria. That's why the name of Og from Og Ugos Matzos is bestowed upon this person. And that's what the Major Shrabbah says, Vayovo Apolit Ratzalom B'Shem Reish Lakish B'Shem Bar Kapara Og Hu Polit V'Lovenik R'Shem Og Sheba U'Matzos Avram Yoshek V'Osek V'Mitzvas Ugos. So it really goes back to the Major Shrabbah, and we want to finally swing around and come to the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Again, we're 6 months early, but Vayomer, we say in the Haggadah, Vayomer Yoshua El Kol Ha'am Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael Be'efer Anor Yoshua V'Seinu Me'olam Terach Avri Avraham Avi Nochor V'Yavdu Elohim Acherim V'Kach Savichem Es Avram Me'efer Anor V'Yolich Oso V'Chol Eretz Knan. So this is the way we fulfill the Tchila, the Maskil Bignus, mentioning that our forefathers were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Mitchil Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Yovosei Mitzrayim, Terech Avri Avram, Avi Nochar. And we want to understand what purpose, what goal do we have in mentioning the Avodah Zarah of the forefathers of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was completely cut off. He completely cut himself off, I should say, from that source of idolatry. And he began a whole new chain of lineage. You know, you don't say that you are the son of so-and-so Avram ben Terach. Forget about Terach. Terach is gone. Avram is Kikad Shinolad Dami. His Yichus is a new Yichus, a new lineage, a new line. So why on the night of Pesach do we emphasize some sort of Yichus to the original source, meaning back to Terach, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the idol worshippers? And if you take a look at Relio, Dessler in the Mikta Relio, he writes, Dafka Zos Rotsim Lamdenu Shenetayer Latzmenu Es Amitzus Daito Shal Avram Avinu. We should somehow conjure up in our minds a vision of the courage and what we call the Tkifus Das, the dedication of Avram Avinu. Shekam the Omad Keneged Aviv Ubeis Ovechol Mishpachto. He stood up and he rejected his father and his mother and his Mishpacha V'neged Kolom Kula, the entire world. V'nilcham L'man Amitas Yichudo Yisparach, and he would fight the battle for the sake of the one God. Harei kol echad mi'itanu yodea kamakosha davar. And isn't it true that each one of us understands and appreciates how difficult it is to change and to flow against the stream? There's a very powerful stream today of anti-Jewish thinking in many different forms. B'sviva misnagedes le'da'atenu. We are involved in exposure in a society which is antithetical to our principles, the principles of our Jewish faith. Allah has come and come, how much more so in the case of Avram, Lemishu Yachid, Ubodeid, Bitoch Sviva, Shikula, Misnagedis, Behechleit. Avram Avinu is the lonely man of faith, the individual, singular, in an atmosphere that's totally antithetical to his beliefs, to Avraham Avinu's belief in one God, because the atmosphere in the society at large is totally and absolutely dedicated to idol worship. We begin to get a little bit of a picture. L'midas ha'mitzus, to the attribute of courage, shitztarech la'Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is not only the man of faith, he's also the man of courage and faith. Because he had to gather together all the courage. K'dei lamod k'neged tarbu shalav, to reject an entire culture of idol worship. And that culture is mushreshes v'yitziva midore doros, has been entrenched and rooted in a very powerful way for generations upon generations. How is Avraham Avinu able to do this? Ein zos alekshei kashus oref mamish l'tzadatov. He is stubborn. He is dedicated to the good, on the good side. V'efshal agiyah zos elebach lota mutzaka kebarzel shlo likana b'shum ponim v'ofen. The only way Avraham Avinu is able to do this is by having an absolute total dedication to the just and worthy cause. And he should be ironclad in his will, not to be flexible, not to be yielding. B'shum panim v'ofen, in any way, shape, or form. This is the kashus oref l'tzad atov of Avram Avinu. And this is what we do on the night of Pesach. We emphasize this. It's a maschil b'gnus, in the sense that the source of it all is Avodah Zarah. But Avram Avinu is able to override and overcome all these difficulties, these trials and tribulations and challenges brought about by the idol worshippers. He is the Yachid. And as we said before, because of this Yachid, Be'olam HaShafel, we have in his children also a special dedication on Hoshana Rabbah on this day to Hashem, to ask Hashem to remember the Eisan HaNizrak, the Lav Eish, and to bestow upon us compassion. Yiratzon may be his will that we take to heart this message, and we understand that a Jew, no matter how far he's gone, still has the capacity to do hira tshuva and to give up his life. And it's something that's not created Yeshmiyai, and it really is an inheritance from Avram. Avram ha'ivri. Ivri means that he's on the other side of the world, and he's willing to fight this world. That's something we're going to emphasize on Leil HaSeder. That's something that even someone as low as Ogmel HaBash can be inspired by just watching Avram's dedication. And if we watch the tzaddikim and we're uplifted and dedicated, then surely Hashem will bring about the day in which we'll be makabel p'nei Mashiach tzidkenu. We have overcome all the influences around us. We, like Avram Avinu, are yechidim, are bodedim, mitoch svida, amisnagedes lehechleit ledatenu. But nevertheless, we're able to do this. We will declare Hashem. Our absolute commitment to Hashem will bring about the ultimate redemption, the great geula rabba shetova aleinu v'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.